Welcome. You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member who will bring their own unique experiences to share.
So I'm Anna LaRosa Grillo, and I'm here today with Grace Blessing, art club president, to give us a little update about her art journey. So what grade are you in? A senior, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
So what extracurriculars do you do besides art club?
So right now I'm actually mainly focusing on art club, so I'm not in anything else right now.
How much of your week do you think you apply towards art?
Towards art in general, whenever I'm not working or at school, it's just mainly art. I have no idea how much that is, but it's a lot.
How is being art club president as a senior different from being art club president as a junior?
So I feel like it's mainly just about, like, how far that we've come since then. So, like, so now I'm a senior. We're a lot more, like, organized, I guess I would say. We have a lot more stuff going on. We're doing more projects. Being a senior doesn't really make much of a difference to me. Like, I'm still the same person. It's just the art club itself that's changed.
Right. So what are your plans, like, in terms of figuring out next year's art club president?
We're still trying to figure that out. I was mainly going to start deciding around second semester because right now I'm still trying to, like, get to know everybody, understand their principles, their morals, what they have in plan, you know, just who they are.
So how has, like, being art club president have, like, helped you progress in your journey as an artist?
I feel it really comes down to responsibility, and it's about, like, staying on top of things. And I think the whole, like, being art club president has carried it onto my my art journey itself. So I'm trying to stay on top of things and just be more responsible in general.
How would you describe, like, your relationship with art?
Right now it's a little rough. You know, I've got a lot of stuff going on, so it's just very focusing on many different things. It's going, but it's hard, you know, because going to art school and all that. So I'm just getting everything under wraps.
Right. So, like, why do you create art? Like, what's your inspiration behind creating? Like, what are your feelings when you make art?
So, my main goal, of course, like, I enjoy art and I do it for fun, but I also do want to make a career out of it. So, I take it pretty seriously. Right now, I'm just preparing myself for art school, as I mentioned previously, so I'm just getting my portfolio done. It's not stressful, really, but it's just...
Overwhelming?
Yeah.
Do those feelings change depending on whether you're creating for, like, maybe a competition or for yourself or for, like, your portfolio, like you said?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge difference. Like, for myself, I'll be a lot more relaxed and laid back. I'll take my time. But for competition pieces, it's hundreds of hours I put into that. And it's, like, it's just grind, grind, grind. I don't really think. It's not like, oh, taking my time. No, I'm just, like, I'm on it. So.
Right. How specifically do you see you, like, applying art into your future? Like, what specifically do you want to do?
So I want to be a character designer. So I got accepted to SCAD. Woo! So woo. They do this thing where it's, like, once you're a senior at SCAD, they make you do an internship. Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing an internship at Sony whenever the time comes. And then, yeah, I guess I'll just take off from there.
Okay, so why do you think you enjoy art so much? Like, maybe, like, specifically character design. Why do you think you kind of gravitate towards that?
It's mainly just, like, the animations I saw as a kid or the movies that came out, like, Into the Spider-Verse. That's honestly, that movie, after I saw, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So it's just, I just got heavily influenced by everything else, and now that's who I am.
How do you kind of get out of, like, burnout? Like, what do you do when you feel too uninspired to really create?
So right now I'm actually in burnout right now. The whole reason I'm getting back into it, though, is because of these competitions, these deadlines, these expectations I have to meet. So it's really, like, forcibly putting me back into there.
Right. Like, would you say that you push yourself a lot?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you give, like, some examples of how you do that?
So as of recently, like, you know, the whole SCAD portfolio that I had to do, it was just really, like, staying on the time crunch. And it was just like, okay, by this date, I've had this done. And so after compiling all those pieces together, it just really, you know, it came together.
Yeah. So would you say that having a support system is, like, really important in terms of, like, what you're trying to do? And since it's kind of like an odd job, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to many, art isn't exactly that, like, oh, professional or, oh, you know. So I do need that support system to keep everything just more, I don't know, more professional. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like just to keep things together.
Right. How does your parents' support specifically help you continue your journey as an artist?
So they were completely on board with me because I was going to be a veterinarian, but then I switched to art, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So financially, they're supporting me. Emotionally, they're supporting me. You know, anytime I have any doubts, like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, they've just always been there for me.
What about your friends? Do your friends support you a lot?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're totally on board with it, too. You know, they're just, like, all excited for me. The whole, you know, SCAD acceptance thing.
Everybody's yeah. very excited. I remember yeah. you were telling me about that, like, last time, and I heard you got accepted. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yay. So do you believe having like-minded people around you has affected the way you approach art? Like, because I know a lot of your friends, mm-hmm. and they're like very artsy yeah, people too. Yeah.
I actually have very few non-art friends because like, I don't know, it's like, even I don't come to you like expecting you to be an artist. I just somehow gravitationally, I get drawn to you. But anyways,
there's a kind of personality.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, especially after that program that I did, it felt so surreal to be surrounded by everybody that just was there to do art. They're all right. there for that one reason, yeah.
So what's your favorite part about being an artist?
Right now, I'm just excited to know that, like, because once I get that career, once I get into SCAD officially, like, I'll be making these own, like, films, you know, that influence these children as they grow up. I'm making, you know, new movies, these characters that come to life. So that's just pretty crazy.
What's, like, one of your goals, like, that you want to really, like, hit on as like a character design once you get to that point in your life?
You know what, that's my main goal right now. I haven't really thought much past that because I'm just not sure, but I mean, once I get there, I'll get there, I'll probably figure it out. But yeah, once I get to become a character designer, then who knows.
What's your like least favorite part about being an artist?
Probably right now, the burnout. Like, I forgot that I can draw the other day because I was like, I just haven't drawn in so long, like seriously, like as like a project other than small drawings here and there. It's the burnout, honestly. It gets tiring.
Yeah. What do you think kind of, like, fuels your burnout?
Just, like, that motivation. As I said, not to bring up SCAD again, but it's, like, now that I've been accepted, it's, like, okay, well, this is who I am now. I am the artist. That is, like, my title.
Right.
Not to make my whole personality or anything. But, you know,
it's, like, it's just who I am.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, like, well, I have to draw, so.
Okay. Any, like, advice or thoughts that you'd want to add?
For artists or just like, I mean, cause I know I said this last time, but just to keep going, I mean, it's really helpful to have that goal. Cause I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, you know, I'm going to do this, but it's another to be like, I'm going to do this now and here's how I'm going to do it. And this is when I'm going to achieve that goal.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Nice talking.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.